Are you looking for a real degree that's going to prepare you for the future? Then listen up. The Alternative Energy Technology degree is great for students looking to prepare themselves for a career in a new generation of green jobs. Students will learn about renewable energy and promoting and practicing of energy efficiency. If you're interested in more information about this degree or any of the other degrees here at HFCC, please call 1-800-585-HFCC or visit them online at www.hfcc.edu.
I'm from X, and we're talking to real smokers about quitting. Tell me when you smoke and why you smoke.
First thing I do in the morning is get some coffee and have a cigarette.
If I have a cup of coffee, I gotta have a cigarette.
As soon as I wake up.
Okay.
With coffee, after I eat, and in between snacks.
Okay.
When I'm bored.
Pretty much all the time.
Yeah.
Have you tried to quit?
I quit for 3 months, went out one night, bought a pack of cigarettes, and that was the end.
I've actually tried to quit cold turkey, and that's really hard.
You ever hear about stories like, and then he threw the pack out the window, and he never smoked again?
Now, I've actually heard a guy throw a pack out the window, but he went to go buy another pack.
What would you do different?
Actually having a plan and thinking it through.
It's like you have to relearn yourself not to smoke. Especially at times when you really know this is the time I have the cigarette, like in the morning after coffee.
You have to relearn how to live your life without a cigarette in your hand.
With the right plan, you can quit smoking. Free at becomeanx.org. X, a new way to think about quitting. Brought to you by X and the Ad Council.
This is WHFR Dearborn. And now it's time for our special Tuesday forum program. And it is the Henry Ford Community College Campus Connection. Hello and welcome to the May 8th, 2012 edition of Henry Ford Community College Campus Connection. I'm your host for today, or Master of Ceremonies anyway. We have a lot of people in the studio to tell you about what's coming up here at Henry Ford Community College. And, you know, we are an independent, non-commercial radio station here at Henry Ford Community College, and they allow us to actually choose the programming and the format ourselves. And so you say, well, this is just going to be a big ad for the college and it's all sanitized. And say, no, that's not true. The Campus Connection is actually what we, the WHFR staff, have chosen as the highlights of what's coming up in the near future, usually about for the next month at Henry Ford Community College. And I need to make this point clear, too. It is about things that the general public is totally invited to, and it's there for you folks. So you don't have to be a currently enrolled student, but if you are, you can participate too if you choose to. But there's so many things that Henry Ford Community College does out and about in the community for the community that we're happy to share that information with you, because many of these events are completely free. It's absolutely boggles my mind, in fact, to say that. So the story is coming up today. If we get them all in before our hour is up, we're going to talk about the spring semester already started yesterday, May 7th. If you're listening to this, of course, later as a podcast, or by the way, if you need to get back to it, say, what did they say about that planetarium show or the Gulf Scholarship thing? Remember, this show is archived on the website at whfr.fm. Click on Talk Shows, click on Tuesday, and it is always the second Tuesday of the month. Summer semester is coming up. We'll talk about that briefly. The HFCC Welcome Center is now open. A whole new building is being utilized at the college by the admissions and recruitment people. The 5101 restaurant, which is part of our hospitality education program, open to the public for May and June. They don't have their regular schedule of lunchtime and Wednesday evening dining, but they do have special themed banquets that will be made through June. We want to tell you more about that. ADRE Scholarship Golf Event for you golfers out there, or just anyone wants to support the scholarship fundraising event that golf outing is. Don't even have to golf. You can go to the dinner and help support it too, and we'll talk about that. Hammond Planetarium. Our planetarium has gotten a very generous donation in the name of Guy Hammond, and we're going to talk about that. There's still some special sky presentations that will be done inside the building, in our science building, continuing through May here. We'll talk about that. And a WHFR-sponsored blues concert, purely for making money for ourselves, a nonprofit that we've got to keep going. Our pledge drive was good this year over the year. Thank you for all those of you who pledged, but we need your support throughout the year, and this is going to be a lot of fun, folks. So we'll probably talk about that last, but that's going to be on May 19th. Let's go first to Dennis Reimars, the previous host of this show, who did a great job with Campus Connection for the last couple of years, and he just can't stay away. Yes, I did just say that, didn't I, Dennis?
Wow. There you go. He's in control. I think. I'm actually on the radio now more than I've left, but I resigned. But yeah, no, thank you. You don't look like Lindsay at all, my previous co-host.
I hope not.
No, no, you don't.
That means no disservice to her. Therefore,
not at all.
To make that connection, because she's a lovely person. But
she just graduated yesterday, so just want to say congratulations.
Oh, great.
She is a bachelor. She has a Bachelor of Arts in Communications with a emphasis on media studies.
Obviously, we don't do BA, so it's Wayne State.
Wayne State
University. Well, that's wonderful, though.
That is
wonderful. It's great to know.
But I'm not here to talk about Lindsay. We actually are beginning again, and I have to tell you, and I'm here with our guest, Julie Evans. Julie, I think that the Dearborn Farmer and Artisans Market should have begun a long time ago. The weather's been so nice. I was ready in February. Of course, it doesn't.
I think I was ready in February.
Well, you let on before the before we started that you got a lot of your fresh produce there, and we're talking about the Dearborn Farmer and Artisans Market. It begins May 25th. Which is a Friday, and then it will be from every Friday from May 25th through October?
October 12th,
from Fridays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. And in addition, they started something new, whereas they'll open the market on Tuesdays from 4 to 7 on select days, and we'll get to that. Your capacity here at the college, you're in admissions and recruitment.
Yes.
Are you... I remember seeing you frequently. Of course, Jay and I would alternate on Friday mornings, and we would go down there, and we would do what we call our farm report. And 5 or 10 minutes. And
the strolling report.
The strolling report. We would do a remote broadcast. We always had to make sure it was timed perfectly with the beer truck delivering.
Yes.
So in the background, you could hear the ambient
Every
sound.
Every time we would start talking, the beer truck would come by.
You know, you'd think we'd have learned.
We would have, but we
didn't. Are out there 5 minutes to 11, so if anybody wants to know, that's when it gets. Anyway, you were there a lot, if not every weekend.
I was pretty much there every single weekend. It was my baby to get everybody scheduled. As missions recruiting, this is just a kind of community relations kind of thing that we do. We weren't really out there recruiting, but we wanted to be out in the community because the farmers market is so important. And it's just grown so much in the last 3 years when we first started with it. We always have us there at recruiting and admissions, and then we have like what we call our guest people, mm-hmm. and that include Jay and yourself. The radio station broadcasted live. That was a lot of fun. We really enjoyed that.
We're going to be doing that this year, Jay, aren't we? What's the date?
Yeah, we're going to be out there. According to Julie, she said June 8th was available.
Oh,
so from 10 in the morning, even though the market's open at 8, we're going to be there set up at 10.
Yeah.
And hopefully, weather permitting, we'll be there all the way through a live edition out in the beautiful weather of typical Michigan from 1 to 2 o'clock. And it was great last year, and we had an awful lot of fun. Just for our listeners, where is the Dearborn Farmers and Artisans Market? This is not one of the established stores in West Dearborn that do sell, fresh produce, but and the name is somewhat similar to one of them. So, but this is located where, and where can people park? Tell us about that, Julie.
It's right behind the library. On Michigan Avenue. Bryant Public Library. There is, let me say that twice. There's parking right behind the library, but not much. And then you can park around the edges, but the parking is available a part of where the artisans are set up. So half of it.
In other words, you can share the parking lot where they set up and park there. And I think that there's, the meters are...
Yeah, the meters are not free anymore in 30 minutes.
No.
But they're all the way around where the farmer's market is.
Yeah, it's easy to park there. Although if you want to park a mile or so away and get a nice walk for yourself, have a nice basket to push for all of your goodies. But
if you have a wagon,
yeah,
you can fill it up with goodies and wag back in.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
You, So Julie is in charge of the Henry Ford Community College tent area, which always has a special representative from the college representing one of our individual departments, like WHFR will be there sharing
the
second table on June 8th.
Everybody loves the food. So Skylight came out last year and did smoothies. Jeff Click, who's part of the culinary arts program, so they did soup in the fall. I think they did salad in the spring.
I remember
and
salad.
And mm-hmm. as well as we have Chad from Construction and Architect. He built a bat house for me, and I still have that. I think he's going to do something a little bit more. We always have the Dearborn Police out, and they bring out the car that the kids can crawl into and see what a real police mm-hmm. car looks like. That's really exciting for the kids.
Yeah, there's always a lot of community groups that are out there, too. I mean, often the Dearborn Animal Shelter.
The library's there frequently.
Yeah, the library's out there, and it varies from Friday to Friday, so you got to keep going back every week. As you mentioned,
keep
police are there.
Keep the shelter on the other side of me.
Of course, with all due respect, I understand the co-sponsor of this event, as it has been for the last year or so at least, is Oakwood Healthcare System. They often have people out there who are willing to give you printed health information or do blood pressure checks or
they do blood pressure whatever. Checks. They also do donor cards. It's so important to organ donors.
Right.
And they ask that they'll have a booth out, look at your identification mm-hmm. and then give you a donor sticker for the back of your driver's license.
We're talking to Julie Evans. This is Campus Connection. Julie, and I noticed obviously in addition to Oakwood and the people that representatives of the college and the various departments, there's for-profit people out there as well selling things. At the same time,
exactly.
They always seem to be willing to give a nice size sample so I get to try things first. I'm not exaggerating. I've gone in there and in a few minutes, I've been full from all the samples I've had.
Well, and then as produce comes into its season, especially I love to buy my pumpkins there because
right.
they have the really huge, like Cinderella pumpkins that really I think you could attach to a horse.
Is that the official name of them? Are they called the Cinderella pumpkins?
He referred to them as that. They're really anywhere between 30 to 50 pounds.
Okay. So, okay, now, were you there on Tuesdays as well? Was that something to do?
No, that was something new, and we aren't doing that.
The
admissions people aren't.
Okay, so Tuesdays from 4 to 7, and the dates that I have are the 19th of June, the 17th of July, and the 21st mm-hmm. of August. Those are the Tuesdays as of right now that are scheduled
yes.
from 4 to
yes.
7 p.m.
Right.
And of course, that, like you said, is behind the library and right next to Buddy's Pizza, kind of sandwiched in there, and they also have live music, I remember, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they're thinking of, or at least planning on having live music again for us.
Just for you?
Usually the musicians they invite in are people that are known to our music department. And so usually we sort of provide the musicians
right.
for our music
True.
Department.
Jeremy's done it in the past. Mm-hmm. And if he can't do it, he's a professor in our music department. Jeremy is.
Anthony Lay.
And Anthony. Mm-hmm. And so it's been really a nice for it just kind of livens up the atmosphere a little bit more.
Like a polka band is what we need.
And folks, I mean, if you've lived in Dearborn for a while, you know these things are happening out there for the last couple of years. You really need to go and support that. It's local farmers, all Michigan-based farmers, and a lot of the products are raised in a natural way. Some are officially certified organic, but it really helps the local economy. And I suspect this summer, too, because it's a big political year, you'll see some of the local politicians who are running to be, you know, for office.
We don't want to keep people away.
No, they like to do handshaking, and we always are interested in how they shake hands. You know, is it too firm or too soft and
right.
squishy or whatever? That tells you a lot about them. No, we're just joking, but this is the Dearborn Farmers and Artisans Market, which means there's some artists there who do local crafts of various sorts.
Right. There's one crafter.
I remember
who does,
one of the wood craftsmen. He
there's always, wood. There's ironworks. And don't forget about the plants. If you're ready to start planning,
mm-hmm.
especially with Mother's Day just right around the corner, you know, the plants are beautiful. They're brought in from a local I guess nurseries, you would say, and they're just the most wonderful plants. They grow. I bought a couple of them myself, and they were just blooming all summer long. So they're just lovely.
Again, the first date for that, you're going to miss Mother's Day, but it's May 25th. May 25th. So that's the Memorial Day weekend, and that's when it starts. And then every Friday after that, all the way into October, 8 a.m. it begins to 1 p.m. Look for the Henry Ford Community College tent area there, and ask for Julie. Are you going to be there every week, or you get a little break?
No, they let me off a little bit
good,
this summer.
Good, okay. Cause, and then we'll always have special guests from Henry Ford Community College round two. So we're going to move on with more of the Henry Ford Community College campus connection. Thank you, Julie Evans.
Thanks,
from
Julie.
HFCC
Thank
Admissions
you.
And Recruitment for being here with us. And thank you, Dennis, for hosting that. I'm going to tell you now about the a new building that we actually bought a few years ago from the Henry Ford Community College. Bought this from the Society of Manufacturing Engineers. They had a really nice large office space building just south of Ford Road and just north of our campus. In fact, just on the other side of our north drive to our campus. And, well, you know how manufacturing jobs have been going, they just didn't need all the space. So they actually sold us the building, and we're leasing the space to them now. They're using just a part of it. And so most of it is for us, and we decided, well, how best can we utilize this? And we decided to make it a welcome center. And Joe Sullivan, our music DJ here regularly every Friday morning from 10 until 1 with the Big Band Broadway and Beyond show, music show, great show. You've gotten up close and personal to the Welcome Center. Joe, tell us about it.
Yes, I was there on Friday afternoon. And I spoke to Marjorie Swan, the Vice President and Comptroller of Henry Ford Community College, and she explained that it's called a Welcome Center. It's designed to bring all of the issues of enrollment, getting classes, and counseling, basic enrollment to this college, advising, paying for your classes, all in one-stop shopping. The word they used is seamless, so you can go in, and the first person you see is not a receptionist, but a concierge, they call it.
Wow. And then fancy. Okay.
Yeah. And then
they carry your luggage? No, I mean, that's a hotel. But yeah. This concierge is what I'm thinking. Or they get you tickets for movies.
Maybe.
No. But no, it's really, and it's a modern building, and they've got a lot of space, too. So this is people who have not been admitted to the college before.
Right.
They would go there. And also returning students can go there.
Yes.
Now, did you say the counseling department is there, or are they still in the Learning Resource Center?
Well, as far as I know, she told me that everything that is going to be in that building is there now.
Oh, okay.
Everything is scheduled to be there.
Uh-huh.
They have about, I think, 96 computers that you get on, which you get on. It does everything that has to be done regarding your enrollment. But if you need help, there's people available to help you with your.
Yeah. Well, obviously, there's forms to fill out, and these days almost everything is electronic. So your application form would be on the computer, and financial aid form and things that you would fill out would be right there. And there's people to help you with that, of course, and to counsel you about. Because after you're admitted, then the question is enrollment or to register for any particular semester to get your classes there. And so it's light and it's bright. And what I like about it, too, is it has, in a way, its own parking lot. Now, you could park in the college lot and just simply walk north to this building. But they have their own separate lot, too. So if you are a new student coming to Henry Ford Community College, I thought it's a great idea that you don't get fused. You're in the campus, and maybe you're in the midst of other students going to classes. And, I mean, we have signs up as to which building is what. But, you know, did you park on the wrong side of the campus? How far is that building from where you parked? And it's a little frustrating to somebody who's totally new to the campus. This way, hey, Welcome Center, this way. And the lot is usually, you know, it's very, very convenient right next to that building. You can't get confused once you park in that lot about where the building is. They'll take care of all your needs there. And, of course, with all the additional students we've had here on campus over the last couple of years, now approaching 20,000 students, people need a good education these days, and they don't have a lot of money, as much as some of the four-year institutions charge to get here. And so that's why we have all the. But we needed the larger facility for a while, and So it's light and bright, and it's got, as you said, all the workstations for computer use if needed, and also all the advisors needed. So I think it's a great development. And it's open for business right now.
Yeah. If anybody has ever been to the Learning Resource Center in the basement to go to the cashier or the registrar's office or anything like that, and once they walk into the new building, they will immediately see that it's really wide open, it's lit up really good, and it's just overall such a nice-looking building compared to where they were at before.
Yeah, it's just great. I've got to get over there. Now it's officially open. It's been open since April 23rd, and as I said, the spring semester is already starting this week, folks. Now, technically, and it's only about 7.5 weeks long. We sort of push all the classes together. If they're 3 credit hours, they got to go like double time, and so it's a great way that some people that really want to jump in there and really focus on a class or two can pick up an extra class. And I think technically they will let you enroll through Thursday. This week. So if you're listening on Tuesday, May 8th, you can still enroll by Thursday. But you're going to miss the first week of classes, which are double time, which means you're almost 2 weeks behind in a regular semester. So I, all due respect to our intelligent listeners, I don't recommend it, enrolling late in the spring. But summer semester enrollment as well as fall is already going on in the Welcome Center. Summer semester starts June 26th and goes to August 13th. And so they're already enrolling in that. And fall semester will start probably the third Thursday in August. Amazingly, we don't have a date for that because we're still in negotiations on the calendar with the American Federation of Teachers Union, the full-time teachers. That's part of their contract, is to finalize that. So, but it's typically... historically, always the third Thursday in August. So, don't wait. Get into the HFCC Welcome Center. Certainly, people can do a lot online. They can go to hfcc.edu, get a lot of information by that. But my understanding is, and Julie Evans from Missions just left, but you finally, if you're a new student, you must come and do the admissions in person. At least most of it. Something has to be in person. And yes, Dennis is nodding. He knows. But after that, if you're already currently enrolled, you don't necessarily have to go to the Welcome Center. You can do everything online. If you've just been admitted once, even if it was a couple of years ago, you can enroll in the new semester if you don't need any help or extra advice, just by going online to hfcc.edu. Anything else, Joe?
It was a beautiful facility, and they had they had a very nice little buffet spread out for the guests.
Ooh, good food.
The culinary arts department really did every kind of thing they had. I didn't have time to eat at all, but I would like to try everything.
I wish I would have known that. I'd have went.
Yeah, and then they had
I was on the air then with Joanne here, so darn.
Yeah.
I always miss out on the free food. Well, we have more food to talk about coming up a little bit later in the show, because there's always food involved with these events. That's a wonderful thing. Actually, two other topics we've got to cover yet. This is Henry Ford Community College Campus Connection, as presented by the WHFR staff themselves, and we're going to give you a little audio entertainment here, just a taste of a story that's coming up later. Taste, get that pun, that food pun? Okay. So take a listen to this, and we'll be right back with more stories coming up in the next month, that is, events and fun things to do here at Henry Ford Community College in the next month.
They sweat hard and say that's the only way you can spend your day. You've got to work your way. So they say, I work long hours most every day, and I never know if I get paid. But my daddy said, a man finds his own way. And I own this place, Lord, so I'm gonna stay.
long hours like my daddy done. I'll never forget when he said, son, well, you're gonna do what you're gonna do. Don't you ever do a thing 'cause somebody told you to. Oh, Lordy, Lord, that's what Mr. Wesley said.
Okay, Mr. Wesley, I guess that's his dad. Sweet Willie T., who is one of those fantastic blues performers that lives right here in the Detroit area. And sure, he's been around a long time. He always does acoustic sets in the old traditional blues style that a lot of people know of. And he's going to be featured in our WHFR Blues Benefit Concert that is benefiting ourselves. A great time will be had by all on Saturday, May 19th, and we'll tell you more towards the end of the show on that. And there's another artist on there, too. We'll give you a sample of their work before we conclude also. Right now, here on the Henry Ford Community College Campus Connection Show, which is the second Tuesday every month here, or you can go online, whfr.fm, and look it up under Tuesday Forum. Second Tuesday, what's happening, what events, open to the public, on the campus, around the campus, sponsored by Henry Ford Community College. It's right there. Become part of it anytime. Tell your friends. But we have Kevin Bruff, who is our new WHFR news director. And here's that food-related thing especially. Tell us about the 5101 restaurant. Tell us, first of all, for those that don't know, what is it, and then what is coming up, especially with their presentations for the next, actually next 2 months. Like what Mr. West is
saying. That 5101 restaurant, if people are not familiar with it, it is a hidden gem in Dearborn. They have really good food at a very reasonable price, so people that know about it and come to it all the time can't seem to get enough of it. If you're looking for fine dining at a really, really reasonable price, come check out 5101 Restaurant here on the campus of Henry Ford. And
what building is it in?
It's in the student center, building as the WHFR radio station.
Yeah, you can peek through the window and see us right here in the same building before or after your delicious meal. It's run by our hospitality education program. Students are like a WHFR. We have student and alumni under the supervision of Henry Ford Community College professional faculty, and that they do that too. There's actually students that are learning how to run a restaurant, how to cook, and you might say, oh, they won't know. No, they don't open until the people know how to cook first or how to serve. And as you said, price is really reasonable. Usually during the week there's luncheons and also a Wednesday night dinner. This is spring and summer, the spring semester, which goes May and June. They're doing something very special, as they have for the last couple of years. Very popular.
Yeah, a couple times a month they'll have a themed lunch happening. And there's two dates for May. One is Thursday, May 24th, and that one is the Taste of the Mediterranean. And they're going to be serving up cuisine from Italy, Spain, Greece, and basically all over the Mediterranean. And the cost is $14 a person. It starts at 11 a.m., and they take seating from 11 a.m. till 12:45 p.m. And reservations are requested, people, because this is very popular and it fills up quick.
Why don't you give us that number? We can repeat it later.
That number for the reservations is 313-206-5101.
That's a clue there, 5101.
Easy to remember.
People can also go to the website, which is part of the college, but it's 5101.hfcc.edu. I don't think you can register. You can't do your get a reservation that way, but definitely you can find out more and get the reservation number that way. So if you remember, 5101.hfcc.edu. And so it's theme banquets every couple of weeks starting May 24th during the day from 11 to 12:40. So it's midday, folks, and you'd really have to register. They're extremely popular in the past. They really fill up $14, and you can can go back twice. It's not sit down, it's buffet. So you can really load up here if you're hungry. It can be your big meal for the day. If you get up late, it can be your big breakfast, you know. What are the different food themes for these, real quickly? There's is there six or five coming
up? One, two, I count four. There's one Thursday, okay. May 24th. That's the Mediterranean one. Then they got
Mediterranean.
Then they got another one on May 31st. That's a Thursday. That one's European food, consisting of Hungary, Poland, Russia, Germany, Romania, among others. Then on Thursday, June 7th, they get a Hawaiian and Polynesian cuisine date. And then the last one is Thursday, June 14th, and that's A Taste of the World, where food comes from all four corners of our globe. And again, that's $14 a person, people.
Yeah, and definitely reserve your place for however many people in advance. The number 313-206-5101, 5101, because it's at the 5101 restaurant right here in the Student Center and Culinary Arts Center. It's the total name of it. At the front of the campus, if you will, right off Evergreen Road here at Henry Ford Community College. And there's community parking all around, especially in the spring and in the spring semester. So I'm definitely going to try to catch one of those. Usually I think about it the last minute. I don't get a reservation, and I can't get in. Yeah. So
which one of those would you go to, Jay? Which one really jumps out at you?
Well, okay, bad joke coming.
Are you telling it?
Food from Hungary always makes me hungry.
Get some turkey.
Yeah,
They all stand out to me. I absolutely love Mediterranean food. So
it's like Italian pasta and
Middle Eastern.
I'm 100% Polish, and I think that's the second.
And a tremendous variety. A variety for entrees, variety for appetizers, variety for desserts. Overwhelmed.
Exactly. The salad bar alone is overwhelming. That's usually where I have to be careful not to fill up on it because it's so vast.
Because there's so much good stuff that comes after that.
It's awesome.
Thank you, Kevin, very much. We'll see you on Friday here for the new WHFR Journal, Local News and Alternative Views. Kevin's with me usually on Fridays from 1 to 2 o'clock. So thank you for that report. You're listening to Henry Ford Community College Campus Connection, second Tuesday of every month, 1 to 2 o'clock live, and you can always go to WHFR.FM if you want to listen to it, if you can't catch it live or listen to it again. What were those dates and those phone numbers? Okay, so we're going to move on now to our next report, and it is from Philip DeGloss, who is a new staff member at WHFR, about our Henry Ford Community College planetarium presentations. And in fact, it's even got a name now. So, Philip, tell us about why the new name and what's going on at least a few times this month coming up.
Yeah. Well, it's named, they renamed it mainly after Guy Hammond, a retired AAA Michigan agent for how long. But when he passed away in 2010, about 2 years ago, he left quite a large sum to the college, or the Science Center, matter of fact, and that he wanted that money directed towards a new addition to the for the Science Center. And and essentially, in sort of honoring him, they just renamed the planetarium. And even though this took place a few days ago, it's still relevant because they're still showing the same presentation, and it's called "Nothing Gold Can Stay," and it's been going on since. It's actually been going on since before they actually.
I think they've done some updating because now they have two voices. Okay, that are recorded in with that. It's both Dale Van Dorp, the so-called voice of Dearborn, and who's a faculty member at Henry Ford Community College in the speech area, and also our general manager, Susan McGraw. And so, they pre-record that, folks, so that they don't have to show up each time themselves, but their voices are just wonderful, and they're total vocal professionals, of course, and it's a new I don't know exactly what they've added, but I understand that they've redesigned the planetarium thanks to the grant from the Guy Hammond family, and there's better seating and better displays, and probably even updated some of the equipment, the thing that makes the light show.
Yeah, they updated. It's called the Star Projector, and they updated the dome itself, and like you said, some seating, and a lot of the computer equipment in there that controls everything's all been updated.
Right. Thank you, Kevin. That's what I thought. I've seen it in the past, and there have been certain limitations. It's a small planetarium compared to a few others I've been in, like the one in Chicago. Oh, my gosh. Huge inside. It looks like about 800 people at once under a very well. But ours is a couple of nice things. One, now it's improved the seating and the dome, as Kevin said, and also the star projector, the star machine has been upgraded, and it's really an amazing thing. If you haven't gone to a planetarium or if you haven't seen these presentations in the past, now is the time to catch it, because they're talking about the sky in springtime moving into summer, and those presentations, what time do they start, Phil?
They actually start every Tuesday from at 7:30 p.m. So, I mean, there's actually one going on tonight.
But you need to be in line, I'd say, about half hour early. There's no admission charge, amazingly, folks. But if you're not there by 7 or 7:15 at the latest, you probably won't get in. I don't know the number of seats, 100, 120?
Now, I'm not sure the number of seats either, but another really, really cool thing about this planetarium is they get a live feed directly from the International Space Station, so they can show all different kinds of things that are going on as a live view as it's happening. So that's another really cool thing.
And at the end, there's help from a live commentator if people have questions about what they saw or they want more star information. And even there's an astronomy club locally. Is it the Ford Motor Company Astronomy Club?
Ford Amateur Astronomy Club.
There you
and
go. Yeah.
Henry Ford Community College has their own astronomy club, and they are active as well.
Right. So you can get involved in a whole number of ways. They also have a relationship to the telescope that I don't know if it's open this spring or summer for viewing, but University of Michigan Dearborn has a small astronomy area, and they have I don't know what size telescope, but so there's relationships with all these other astronomy groups in the area. And, of course, we have astronomy classes, and guess what? The classes, at least I took the astronomy class here just a couple of years ago, and I had to go to the old planetarium. But like once a week, one lecture out of three, we were in the facility and to supplement what we were getting in class, because in class there were slides and even connections to some of these NASA websites and so on. But there's nothing like looking at the star pattern or the special special sky phenomena in a real in a planetarium simulated. I'm going to say for real, but it looks real, and so it looks like fun. So, Philip, are you going to be going to one of these? You think?
I'll try.
It's free.
I'll definitely try. It definitely seems intriguing.
Again, where is it located, and what building on campus?
It's located in the Science Center, which literally is. It's like literally almost right in front of the you see it right from Evergreen.
Yeah, and there's a new addition to that building that's still finishing up construction. It'll be open in a month or so. Ribbon cutting for that official dedication won't be till fall, but it's that the planetarium is in a part that's already open, and it is functioning, and they have science classes in there, including planetarium astronomy classes for the spring and the summer then. And so this is free. Try to get to – and it's every Tuesday continuing through May.
Yes.
And try to get in line by 7 o'clock or so, because the doors open at 7:30, and they really fill up.
And I will say one last thing. If you want to find any more or know any more information about it,
If
you contact Steve Morrell at 313.
Of course, 313. Area
313. 317-1536.
Yeah, it's Stephen, or Steve, as he likes to say in his voicemail, Morrell, M-U-R-R-E-L-L. He seems to be in charge of the planetarium in the science building, and is probably an astronomy instructor on top of that. Yes. Whoops, Dennis.
It's okay. I just want to say that you made a really good point about getting there early. In the event that there's not a lot of people and you're in line, you still have to be there by 7:30 because they shut the doors, and it's for safety reasons because it's so darn dark in there. Yeah. If you come in after the fact, it's could be a hazard. So please get, no matter what, how many people are in line, you got to get in before 7:30.
Don't they have exit lights on or lights on the floor? No, because that's sky pollution. You would just like... You know, if you go outside here in the Detroit area and try to look at the night sky, you probably won't see anything most of the time, not because it's that cloudy, which it usually is in Detroit, or polluted, which it usually is in Detroit, but because of the pollution from all the lights on the ground bouncing back up to the sky off whatever little cloud cover there is, and you can't clearly see the stars. Now, some of you would like to go up way up north in Michigan, or maybe go out west to like Arizona, New Mexico, desert areas. At night, it is fantastic, the display of stars that you can see in the sky, and it's so exciting. And that's what the planetarium is trying to show you. They're trying to cut through all the muck and murk that is actually here in this area and let you see what's really there and what really should be there. Just an aside here, I'm actually a supporter and a member of the International Dark Sky Association. Sounds
Did you make that up?
Very furtive, very strange, doesn't it? Ooh. And I've got a sticker on my car, International Dark Sky Association. But they're in favor of and they support areas across the world that actually either take a pledge or they change their lighting so that there is no noise pollution in that area. And so the night sky is just the most beautiful, exciting entertainment for free for everybody that you could ever imagine. And it ought to happen more. But you have to change all the municipal lighting. You have to change the house lighting. You can't let any light bounce up. Number one, it's wasting energy to do that. What, do you want to light the planet so that, you know, E.T. can see it more clearly from outside the solar system or something? Oh, look at the one that's all lit up.
That's a whole other show. That's
yeah,
a whole other form
right.
of show.
That's another, that's we first Tuesday of the month. Right. Yeah, here on WHFR.FM, the station making waves. But seriously, it's a wonderful thing. So come and support and be part of Hammond Planetarium. We'll have reports here on this show, and you'll probably hear about it in the papers, other presentations starting again in the fall for the public. Only this month, May 2012, every Tuesday, starting at 7:30, be in line by
free.
7 or so
free.
For free.
For free.
Right. Okay, let's go to another musical interlude, another blues artist. Okay, and we'll be back with more Henry Ford Community College Campus Connection.
Mistake about it, baby, when I look your way. What made you never want to live without it, baby, before you venture to play? Make no matter how you're feeling, I'm the one to make you smile. Well, I'm guaranteed, baby, just to drive. Once I have you in my arms, it makes no sense to resist. Overtaken by the charm, I'll leave you waiting for just one more whiff. One touch, baby, I know you'll never be the same. Well, I'm guaranteed to shake you like a hurricane.
Wild, huh? That group is called the Boa Constrictors, not to be confused with an alternative rock garage band called Boa Constrictors, but this is the Boa Constrictors. Okay, big difference there. Okay, also because they're Detroit-based, and their last big performance was a month or so ago at Callahan's, which is sort of the premier blues venue in Michigan, but it's way the heck out in Auburn Hills. We're going to have them at our blues benefit, New Place Lounge in Dearborn on May 19th, but tell you a little more about that a little later
Okay. Sweet Willie T, we heard earlier, and the Boa Constrictors will be featured that evening. And it's a WHFR benefit, a blues concert that you don't want to miss. Everybody will love it. Believe me, two of the greatest bands, a little different blues styles, of course, but you have a great, great time. We'll talk about that a little more later. And right now I want to tell you about, we have two remaining stories and here on the Henry Ford Community College Campus Connection. Oh, my name is Jay Koronek, and we've been helped by Joe and Kevin and Dennis and Philip, and Philip and Dennis are still here to make some comments if they'd like to. I want to tell you about the Adre Scholarship Golf event. Now, that's coming up in May here, and I have to make a reach for my information about this. I know I yes, here it is, May 16th. That's a Wednesday, folks. Yeah, and this is first of all to get scholarship help for freshman students here at Henry Ford Community College. Mike Adre and the Adre family, say about a decade ago or so, were generous enough to begin an initial contribution to set up the scholarship fund. And we are trying to maintain it both in his honor and for the benefit of new students here. Now, what is it? Well, we usually try to raise, get this, $100,000 a year. And we put it all into a $100,000 scholarships for incoming freshmen who really need it. You know how hard money is these days, even with our tuition rates as low as they are compared to certain other four-year schools. This is the way they can get into college, and maybe they get a job part-time on campus or elsewhere. Maybe they get a loan. Maybe they can get other kinds of help. This is just a wonderful thing. The Adre Scholarship, I think it's our single biggest scholarship for incoming freshmen. And it's all thanks to the kindness of our friends, the people that participate and donate to this event. And so it's one day only, Wednesday, May 16th. And go over the schedule. It starts with the Continental Breakfast, and there's golfer registration. It's the Dearborn Country Club, not the Dearborn Hills Country Club, which the city of Dearborn operates over in Dearborn Heights off of Telegraph. This is the Dearborn Country Club, which is off Outer Drive and something there. Dennis said, Military?
Is it military? I don't know. You take Outer Drive to the curve by Wilson. Wilson's on the left, and you can't. Right. You'd run in right
it's
into
big,
the golf course.
Beautiful golf course. They've had big time tournament events there, and it's a wonderful thing. And then they have other fundraising things too, other than just golfing. They have a silent auction. They have a barbecue lunch for the golfers, along with that continental breakfast. And then there's an afternoon round of golf too, which you can also stay for your enrollment, I think. Then there's entertainment, wine tasting, appetizers at 4 o'clock, and then a dinner program, dinner and a program of some entertainment at 6:30, all at the Dearborn Country Club. So how much does this cost? Well, it's a little pricey, but we're trying to raise money, folks. There's the so-called morning shotgun enrollment. That's what golfers call, I guess, that kind of tournament play. Anybody know golf here?
A little bit, yeah.
Sort of.
You know what a shotgun is? No.
Basically, it is. It's exactly what you just said, where they all go one after another.
Okay.
So, I mean,
so it's sort of like an automatic weapon, one after the other.
Well, I don't like to make that analogy. What were you going to say, Phil?
No, I disagree.
Okay, we're not golfers here, I can tell. But that's what the golfers call it, shotgun round, and there's morning and afternoon. But that's $200 a person for that. But if you just wanted to help support it, and you wanted to have a real classy dinner at the Dearborn Country Club, it's only $75 a person. Now, I do think, and it wasn't quite clear to me, but you could call for more information, that the morning shotgun includes all the rest of the things during the day, too, because they said dinner only is $75, so that sort of implies to me that $200 might include.
But it's only one round of golf, so either because of the number of spaces, morning or afternoon. So you have to reserve, and as you can imagine, the mornings go pretty quickly.
Yeah, and we get some great participation. Here is, I want to play the audio track from a video, and really, who needs pictures? except it shows you the beautiful grounds of the Dearborn Country Club if you haven't seen it through the fence or, you know, whatever, or maybe you've been there in person. But this was done by the CTV team here in Dearborn, and for a show they called the Dearborn Journal, which I was the original title of my show, and then CTV stole it about a dozen years ago. But that's okay. That's okay. Anyway, here is the audio track, and of course there is a introduction and conclusion by a Dearborn Journal narrator. But the main woman's voice that they interview about this is our own president, Henry Ford Community College president, Dr. Gail Mee. So take a listen to this, and it'll give you there's a couple of comments from golfers too that are quite hilarious. So listen close. The file is buffering.
Well, of course it is.
Yes.
That's another golf term.
The file is buffering. Okay.
So we don't get any commercials or whatnot.
Yeah.
We'll be very patient.
And the internet is slow. Wouldn't you know? Okay.
Can I
start it before it finishes?
Sure. I don't think that internet thing will ever catch on to you.
No. It never works for me.
It's just a fad. There we go.
Boy.
Henry Ford Community College has been helping to provide education and community enrichment for over 70 years. This all would not be possible without the college's many supporters. Recently, HFCC held their annual golf tournament at the Dearborn Country Club.
What's going on out here is our annual Mike Adre Golf Tournament. Each year at this time, Henry Ford Community College and our foundation put on a golf outing, certainly in honor of Mike Adre, who was an extraordinary member of the community and a big supporter of the college. So we're very pleased that it's named after Mike, of course. And each year, this is a fundraiser. All of the money goes for scholarships for our students, and certainly, especially in these days, they're needed. And really, we feel very fortunate to have that kind of support.
The day was a great opportunity for the participants to enjoy a game of golf and many other activities, all to garner more support for Henry Ford Community College's goal of helping more people further their education.
We begin with breakfast, and there's an early 7:30 shotgun, I believe it's called, and we have lunch for people who are involved. Also provided by the Country Club. And then we have another start at 1:30 in the afternoon, and then we wind up with a wine tasting and dinner. So it's a full day and a wonderful opportunity, not only to raise money for scholarships, but to, I call it, a friendraiser as well. We have sponsors, for example, so Member Focus is our big sponsor, and then other sponsors can sponsor a hole, or they can sponsor a hole-in-one, or any number of other activities. I think prizes are given for the longest drive, so there are
okay, it didn't buffer all the way. That's the way it goes, folks. So here was the joke. Okay, the joke was at the end. They were saying it's during the week, but what the heck? Take a day off from work to benefit the scholarship fund here. And one of the golfers actually said, not the college, but it said, even a bad day at golf is better than a good day at work.
Wow.
Yeah, that's heavy, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's an excuse to call in sick or absent or something. Although maybe your work would come in and donate the money for you, make a a corporate contribution, folks, because we're not recommending that you don't go into work. I want to say to the guy, yes, you want to benefit our scholarship fund. Thank you very much. But maybe you should get another job if you.
Yeah.
Unless you really love golf, then I guess it would be better than anything else in the whole wide world, whether it's work or whatever. And it's a beautiful facility. It is May 16th. How can you enroll? How can you get this together? Okay. Here we go. First of all, the website will tell you everything you need to know, and you can register there. It's very simple. Adre Golf. That's Adray Golf.com. It isn't .org in this case. So the website is adraygolf, adraygolf.com. Okay. For general information, sure, you can call the Henry Ford Community College Foundation. That's the group here at the college that raises money for scholarships, HFCC Foundation. You can check out hfcc.edu for the more information about the foundation. But their number is 313-845-9620. Just one more time, Henry Ford Community College Foundation. Give you more information about the ADRE Golf Tournament, Scholarship Golf Tournament, 313-845-9620. All right. So that's May 16th. So hurry up and register. Get your team together if you want to do it that way. Make dinner reservations. What a great way to support young people and older people getting their start here at Henry Ford Community College. Listen to this.
WHFR is having a benefit featuring live blues music on Saturday, May 19th. With one-man band, Sweet Willie T.
Some folks, they sweat hard and say that's the only way you can spend your day. You've got to work away.
And the boa constrictors.
Make no mistake about it, baby, when I...
Only a $5 donation at the door for this fantastic show. 21 and over, please. Live blues music on Saturday, May 19th at the New Place Lounge in Dearborn. It's going to be great.
No matter how you're feeling, I'm the one to make you smile.
Don't miss it.
That's it, May 19th. That's it, Saturday, May 19th. All the information is there. We'll keep playing that through WHFR programming. As I said, our radiothon once a year over the air pledge drive was a good success. We almost at all the money that we need from that event to operate for the next year. The problem is that we can't live on that money alone. We have to continue doing fundraising events throughout the year, and usually spring and the fall, we do the blues concert with featuring local Detroit-area blues musicians who are some of the best in the world. Really, trust me. Okay? I mean, where did John Lee Hooker get his start? Okay, if you know that name, one of the best blues men ever, of course, passed away a few years ago, but he was in Detroit for 40 years. Okay, and then, of course, fame and glory struck him. But he was, you know, it's that quality, that international quality blues man that Detroit has all throughout and every weekend. But we've got this great show with the Boa Constrictors and Sweet Willie T. I think the Boa Constrictors are going to do two sets. Sweet Willie T is going to start it off, and then two different sets from Boa Constrictors, and it's going to be great fun. Only $5 admission donation at the door. And personally, here comes the last food recommendation. New Place Lounge always has a special chef they bring in. They get high quality beef. I understand they actually go across the street and get it from that burger place there. What is that cheeseburger place?
Miller's?
Yeah. They actually go and get the Miller's Angus beef. A special shipment comes over to New Place Lounge.
No kidding.
And I just love their very reasonably priced food.
Right.
And, of course, they have beverages. This is a 21 or older event, 21 or over event. But everybody can enjoy this, young people, old people. It's just a great entertaining time, and we always try to feature different blues artists than we've had there before because there's so many. We don't want to be partial to anybody in particular. It's going to start at 9 p.m. Saturday, May 19th, and go to about 1 o'clock in the morning. And often people come like 8 o'clock, start with the food, and stick out through the whole night because it's just so much fun. And we want to see you there, and we want to help make this success for WHFR. But we want you to have fun and enjoy these great blues artists. Again, the last time Boa Constrictors performed, what a claim. Detroit Blues Society says one of the best concerts they've ever been at. But that was way the heck up at Auburn Hills at Callahan's over a month and a half ago. So if you knew about them before and you didn't get to go to way the heck up to Auburn Hills, right here in West Dearborn, Boa Constrictors. It's going to be great. Dennis, you've had fun. I've seen you going crazy at a few of the blues benefits.
Well, going crazy might be a little bit exaggerated. No, I do, and I love blues. And I have to tell you that I really didn't have a heck of a lot of exposure to blues before coming to the station. And obviously, I mean, we have many, many we cover so many different genres of music. But blues is, again, definitely a strength. And so, no, I've become acclimated with the music. And, of course, talking to Joanne a little bit about it, and she will give you more knowledge that she's forgotten more than I'll ever know about blues. Seriously. And, of course, her having a four-hour blues show each week doesn't hurt. But, no, this is one of the events that I make sure that I go. I know that we do a lot of things throughout the year. Unfortunately, moving up to Ludington, I won't be able to attend some of them, but this is one that I will definitely be at, and in the fall.
Mm.
I'm excited.
Well, I'm be happy anytime to have you back, and I think Ludington is going to be much better off with you on the air.
Oh, you're
doing
just saying that
because
it's true.
And music. That's right. one of our great alumni that has actually gotten a job somewhere else and is moving on and up, as several of our members have done this last semester. And so we're always happy about that. We've been here 27 years doing this, and always happy to get new people in. And in fact, coming up in the next hour, we have a great music show for you. And I just want to thank all of our special guest live in the studio was Julie Evans from the HFCC Admissions and Registration Office. Thanks to Joe Sullivan for the Welcome Center report. Thanks to Kevin Bruff for the 5101 Restaurant report. Of course, Dennis Reimars for the Dearborn Farmers Market report, and running commentaries on every other story, as only Dennis can do, and the Adre Scholarship Golf event. I hope you make a point of trying to support that, trying to get people you know that love to play golf out there on May 16th. Philip DeGloss, thank you for the Hammond Planetarium presentation. And don't forget our WHFR Benefit Concert Blues at New Place Lounge, May 19th, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. Take care out there. This is WHFR Dearborn.